sometimes I felt like I was sending letters into a black hole. Mm. And that's no reflection on them. It's just them being teenagers.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, I am not up to snuff today. We had a busy week last week. As you know, we talked on Wednesday. The show came out on Thursday, which is also the day they told my daughter, you're going to have your baby today. And for someone who was expecting a baby a month later, that is a big announcement.
Well, especially when it's your first, man.
Especially when it's your first. And I should say we have a special guest with us, Alan Carter. We're going to talk to Alan in a few minutes, but I want, in case he wants to enter into this conversation, I want you to go, whose voice is that? You know? So Alan, thanks for being on the show today.
So great to be with you guys. Thank you.
Now I'm going to cough in between the rest of the story. So on whatever day that was, Thursday, her blood pressure was high, very high, 180, 190 over whatever it's supposed to be. And her liver levels, whatever liver levels are, were either up or down. And they said, we need to have this baby right away. And so she went to Fort Wayne, which is about an hour from us. Which is the next big city, because they didn't think they could have it in our little town. And so my daughter's nervous. My son-in-law is probably like freaking out, you know, like he was not ready for this, but they did amazing. The baby didn't come that day. They started all that stuff and had her all hooked up. And that in the morning, I think about 6 o'clock in the morning, Adelie, that's her name, Adelie, Irene Pedgen was born. She was 18 and a quarter inches long, but only 4 pounds, 12 ounces, which is about 5 pounds lighter than my son, Sam and McKenna's son, Cohen, when he was born. And she's been great. She's been perfect. You know, a little struggle eating. My daughter's blood pressure dropped right back down to normal about 30 minutes after the baby was born. I mean, it just fell. And they said it still might go up and down, but they sent them home 2 days later, no ICU with this little peanut. And they've been home, and Debbie spent a couple nights with them, my wife, and they are, I think, not just recovering, they're thriving. They're a little tired, which I told them they would.
That'll last about 2 years.
2 to 15 years, you'll recover and then you'll die. You know, you're just tired for the rest, for a long stretch after that, you know, as you have other children, but it's really exciting. It's fun. And then I got sick. All my kids had been sick prior to that. So we knew it was coming. So I was sick about the day the baby was born. I haven't even held the baby yet. And my wife spent a couple nights and I knew she was going to get it. She was the last one. And she got it as well. Spent the day in bed yesterday. It's not a terrible sickness. I mean, it's like having a cold. It is a cold, but I've been sleeping on the couch so my wife could get a better night's sleep and be recovered. But, you know, those couch night sleeps just aren't really refreshing. So besides that, everything is great. Next week, you know, again, we head to the North Pole, Alaska. So we're excited about that. It's a warming trend there. So it could be about the same temperature that it is here. So I was really hoping for those minus 40 degree below zeros temperatures that they've been having. But enough chit chat. We're going to go into our special guest. Like I already said, Alan, it is a pleasure having you with us. I should ask, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your family. Maybe tell us where you live, because I always like to know. I mean, I can see through your windows in the background that it's kind of early morning there. So welcome to the show and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Todd, thank you again, brother. And blessings for your new little one in your family. I'm glad that went off well. And that's just, there's nothing better than new kids for a family. So thrilled for you guys. I really am. And Scott, thank you too for including me today. It's just, it's awesome to visit with you guys. First of all, I love what you all do. I think just your sharing your values and your faith and creating a conversation with dads, there's nothing more important than that. There really isn't. So thank you guys for your great work. I really, I mean that too. And yeah.
You've obviously never listened to our show before, Alan, but that's okay. Because we're about a little above average, I think.
You know what it is with you guys? It's just heartfelt. And that's what matters more than anything in parenting and in life. Isn't that we get everything right or that we're perfect. It's just that we're trying really hard and we're leaning on God and each other, right? And
Amen.
You guys Amen. Do that. And that's what comes through in your podcast and all that. So thank you. Yeah, I guess it's my passion too for being a dad that led us together. And you all know that a book was published in May of last year called Letters from a Father. And I'll get to that in a minute, but more about myself. I'm not too far from you. Location-wise, I'm in downtown Chicago. So you see out my windows there, that's Lincoln Park. And, you know, Chicago was a beautiful place to be. Though the last 2 years, I will admit, have been tough. We've had a tough ride through the COVID season, and we've had a tough ride with crime and lockdowns, and it just ain't as much fun as it used to be. But I'm blessed to be here. I have a thriving business that I'm involved with, and I have a beautiful wife, Mary. We've been married 28 years, and we just saw our youngest, Emma, off to college. So she is in her freshman year of college, so we're empty nesters.
Wow.
And that's a great new season for us. Our older two got married both last year. So our daughter is living with her beautiful husband, Brian, in Hoboken, New Jersey. And then we have a son and his beautiful bride, Samantha, and they're in Salt Lake City. And they absolutely love the mountains. We're excited to go and do some skiing with them in a couple of weeks' time. So looking forward to being out there in those mountains and away from the city, frankly.
So you're like downtown right there in downtown Chicago.
Man, we are in the thick of it. We really are. And again, normally that was fun, Todd, but ain't so much.
Right. Well, I know that like Chicagoans, they make a big deal about like, because I'll say, oh, you live in Chicago. They'll say, no, I live in Chicago, not Chicagoland. I live in Chicago. You know, so you're in Chicago.
Yeah, we are in Chicago. That's exactly right.
Well, like you already mentioned, you have a book, you know, called Letters from a Father. Did that begin as a book idea, or did that begin just like you wrote letters to your kids?
Yeah, exactly right, Todd. It was the latter. So it was just sort of my normal habit that I developed from nothing to supplement our conversations as a family and just our normal interaction with a monthly letter to the kids. And there was no inkling that this would become a book at all. Mm. So over the years, you know, these letters sort of piled up. And frankly, it was my father and mother. They're both passed now, but they came to me after seeing a few of these and they said, hey, son, man, this is really great stuff. You shouldn't just keep this within your family. You should share this. And it was them that sort of sparked that idea. And they actually pushed through and, you know, contacted some agents and copyright stuff and pushed it into what it is today. And it's a little bit of a surprise to me still that this is in a book and that people read it.
Wow, that's really fun. So what kind of letters did you write? I mean, when did you start it maybe? How old were they?
Yeah, so I guess this started years and years and years ago, more than 10. And my original thought was just to sort of capture experiences that we have as a family and pull on that thread. And Todd, I know that you experienced a lot of that in your RV life, right? Just things happen with our family. And my thought was, unless I really grab a hold of that, think about it and process it, I might miss a lesson. Or a miss a good life conversation that I can send along to our children. So that's what started the idea. And to capture those things and then share them in writing, it not only enhanced that conversation, but I think it created a legacy moment with my kids that'll last well beyond me. So that was the idea of it. And if you look for ideas to write letters about, man, you'll find them in everyday life. And if you've read a few of them, you know, some of them are simple. I'll give you just one, how it came about and sort of in line with your travels, Todd. I remember distinctly, we were on a bus. We loved to go skiing. So we're on a rental car bus from the Denver airport to the rental car center. Mm-hmm. And you're way out, if you guys have been there, that airport is sort of in the middle of nowhere. But the beauty around it and just the vastness of the plains and the mountains and the distance is really something. So there we were, exhausted from our travels, schlepping, you know, 800 pounds of gear that goes along with a family ski vacation. Mm-hmm. And tired, wanting to get to up into the mountains. And we saw this little boy, he must have been about 3. And he was hanging from the straps of this rental car bus. This little man was so excited about being on a bus with people around him and the sun was shining. His eyes were so wide and the enthusiasm he had for life was just visible and palpable. And so for me, I was so struck by that because as an adult, especially when you're in the middle of your day and you're schlepping or your head's down or you're grinding, man, you just miss the everyday moments that could be beautiful. And so the lesson there that I put into a letter for our kids, I think was memorable. And it was also instructive for me too, to remember always that, you know, God's magnificence is always around us. Mm. We just got to open our eyes and embrace it. And that's just a powerful thought. And it was something that our family shared together and then was memorialized in a letter. And it's one of the 70-something letters that are in this book. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did when your kids got the letters, how did they respond? Did they always respond like you thought they would want to? You know? Or did they, keep them? Because, you know, sometimes my kids will keep certain things that I think, why would they keep it? And then other things that I think they should keep, I see like with a cup of, you know, a drink sitting on top of it, like they don't care at all. How'd they respond to your letters?
Look, these are teenagers we were dealing with. So my thought was to send these letters to the kids during their teenage years. Mm-hmm. And so you know that our relative value and intelligence in their view, right, sort of goes off a cliff when they enter their teenage years. Yeah. Now, the good news, as you know, is once they get into their low to mid-20s, all of a sudden, we become rapidly more intelligent and write about a lot of things. So it is right. Sort of a parabolic shift. But to your question, you know, sometimes I felt like I was sending letters into a black hole. Mm. And that's no reflection on them. It's just them being teenagers and them being focused on other priorities. But I can tell you that sometimes months later or years later, they would give me feedback on that, mention how interesting that was and how valuable that was. And so sometimes that happened. Sometimes the feedback was instantaneous. Like, hey, Dad, thanks for that. That was really cool. And, you know, I took away this. What did you think about this aspect of that experience? So sometimes there was instant interaction. Sometimes there was none. And that's okay. It's back to what we were talking about earlier, Todd, is it's not about being perfect. It's just about the effort. And I pray that my kids really appreciated my efforts in thinking about this and processing these experiences with them through these letters.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, and what they remember, you know, and when you made a kind of allusion to our family travels, I think they won't remember necessarily all the things they saw, but I think they'll remember a dad who was there doing it with them. You know, it's a feeling you feel. I mean, even like the letters, I mean, now dad's got to get the book and they're going to, you know, read the letters and they're going to share them with their kids. There's a lot of wisdom in there. But for your own kids, there's just something about knowing dad took the time to connect with me, you know, that means an awful lot, you know. And my kids have kept, you know, little scraps of paper that I wrote, "You're an amazing son. I'm so glad I'm your dad," you know, that they keep tucked away forever. Yeah. And it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me.
No, it truly is, man. And look, So many of these things, to your point, man, they pass us by so quickly, and you and I know how time rips along. So if we can just suck in these moments and squeeze them and hold on to them and memorialize them with our kids, that's what they remember most. And the letter writing is just a super way to make it permanent, right? And have it never be forgotten within your family.
So what are some of the things, I mean, you kind of mentioned one right now, but what might maybe some of the other, not topics, but other things that, you know, when you're gone, and one day you will be gone and I'll be gone, that you want your kids to remember, not maybe not just about you, but the things you just want them to remember?
Well, you know, you and I share a common faith. And, you know, so, and I love God's word, and I think there's so much value and wisdom in there for us, not as dads, but as just humans. And I'll tell you that a lot of the concepts that you'll find in this book are Bible-based, but some of this wisdom and some of these themes are timeless, man. They really are. I mean, so you'll see a lot in the book about, you know, goals and driving towards goals and the belief that we, with God's help, can accomplish anything, and passing along and imparting that knowledge to our kids. And that's super important as dads, to pass that wisdom along to our children, just to help them recognize that, hey, man, with you can do anything in the world that you want, and you need to recognize your calling. You need to drive forward. I mean, those are all in this book. You'll see, you know, one of the things I wrote about was a time where I was sailing a boat across Lake Michigan. And for you Midwesterners who are listening, that is a big body of water.
Yeah, it's like a 40-mile thing, or a bigger.
It's a dangerous one, too. And I was sailing this racing boat across from Holland, Michigan, across to Chicago. And that's maybe a 65 to 70-mile trip. And it was early May. And the water temperature in early May in Lake Michigan is in the mid-30s. And a big storm kicked up, man. And we were in the middle of it, the thick of it. Waves were pushing 10 to 12 feet. We were really banging along. But, you know, at the time, we had a beautiful autopilot locked in, and we were very experienced sailors. And even though these waves and this wind and this sleet was coming down on us, man, that autopilot tracked us steadily to our goal. And so the lesson there is, one of the themes that I have is, look, man, you can take and suffer through the various variety and the variety of hardships that life throws at us. But if you're locked in with your faith and with the desire to achieve your goal, you will absolutely 100% get there. It may not be the most pleasant experience on the way, but you'll learn from it, and you will achieve your destination. So those are the types of things, as another example, that as dads, I think, is super important for us to impart over to our kids.
That's so awesome. You know, and again, maybe not the point of the book, but I think there's some dads maybe who are listening who think, you know, I should do that for my kids. Because I think a lot of dads have thought those thoughts, you know, I mean, letters to Philip and letters to Karen. And, you know, back in the, I don't know when that would have been, the 70s, probably. You know, that there are some dads who thought, I should do that. How would you begin writing a letter? I mean, I know once a month might be a little daunting to a guy who only has 12 words in his, you know, that he's ever written total so far. But how do you begin something like that?
Well, first of all, I'd encourage it, man. I really would. I think it's a great tool, and recognizing how important it's been in my family, I would encourage dads to think about it for sure. That's the first thing, Todd. And second is, in terms of starting, I'll maybe just either plagiarize the heck out of this book, please. I think, you know, use it as a tool or to generate some thoughts. But secondly, and most importantly, just hunt for experiences that you share with your kids and look for an opportunity to extract value from one of them. And it could be anything. I just gave you a couple of example of letters, but man, it could be absolutely anything. I'll just give you one more if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
My eldest and I, we're excited for the new year. This is going back a few years. So we got up early on New Year's Day, and we went over to the gym and we're going to grab a workout. We arrived at 7:30 on New Year's Day. And I'll never forget, we saw this gentleman coming out of the gym, showered, dressed, stuff in a bag, hops into a Bentley Turbo R, a super expensive car, and tears off. And I remember we looked at each other. And we're like, man, that's what it takes if that's what you want, right? Mm-hmm. It takes that type of drive and work ethic. And I remember my daughter just processing that, you know? So anything can happen to us at any time during the day. So back to your question, you know, any dad can just grab a hold of one of those as an idea and just pull that apart and develop a theme and a conversation for a godly letter to his kids. Mm.
Mm. That's really interesting. Well, hey, we're just about out of time. How can they get a hold of you? How could they get a hold of your book? What's the best way?
I appreciate that. So easy way to do it for the book is just to go on to Amazon and just search Letters from a Father and my name, Alan Carter, and they'll have all they need to order the book. I will say, Todd and Scott, that 100% of these proceeds go to charity. Mm-hmm. This is not my day job, and I'm thrilled to support fatherhood and support some charity work through this. So that's the first thing. And of course, I am on LinkedIn and all the socials at Allen in Chicago. So if they're interested that way, be delighted to interact.
And because they spell Allen 12 different ways, how do you spell Allen, your name?
Thank you, man. It's A-L-L-E-N. So two L's and an E.
I get them wrong every time. My brother-in-law, he's been my brother-in-law for 30 years and I still spell it the wrong way every time. I don't know why.
Yep. But I get that a lot and it's no worries.
Well, hey, Alan, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for taking the time. Hope you have a great day in Chicago. And really, I hope a lot of dads take advantage and get your book, that maybe it would be an encouragement to them to pass along some of that wisdom to their children. And I just appreciate you sharing your heart. Thanks for the encouragement.
Thank you. Blessings to both of you and your new little one. And I can't wait to hear your podcast about the North Pole. I'll check it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Thank you, gents.
Oh, thank you. Well, Scott, I'm always encouraged talking to another dad. And dads, I should let you know that, you know, I didn't just find Alan. Alan contacted me and said, hey, I've got this project I'm working on. Would you be interested? And I'm so glad he did, because I would have missed out on that. You would have missed out on having heard his heart. And but if you'd like to talk with us, you know, maybe you got something going, or a job you're working through, or maybe the loss of a job, or maybe some other thing that you think other dads would be interested in, would you please let me know? Just contact me at familyman@familymanweb.com. Because I'm always encouraged by talking to other dads, because I just feel so honored and so privileged to be on the same team as Scott and Alan and all you other dads. And I hope you feel the same way too. And whether you're sick or whether you're feeling great, whether you've got a great job, whether you have a stinky job right now, or whether your kids are respectfully loving you right now, or whether they're going through some hard stuff and maybe just walking away, don't ever, ever, ever forget to keep loving and leading your family. Do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.